This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Priestess. And you see me wearing a blue headdress, you know what that means. It's about to be a naked vlog. 18 and up only, okay? Because we're going to be talking about some hot, heavy topics. And also, if you're listening to this podcast on all podcast outlets and you're seeing the uncensored version of the video, that means you've subscribed to a specific page. Thank you so much. So y'all stay tuned for more details, but I don't get to discuss my alter ego known as Merlin Mystique. I'm going to talk about her in this video and my experience as a content creator on the adult side. So y'all stay tuned. All right. What's up, everybody? Thank you all again for watching this video. I don't take it lightly that y'all watch my stuff and watch me talk my talk. I hope by now that you've hit that subscribe button while I was taking a sip of that coffee, commenting and giving a thumbs up and paying attention to this video. Thank you to my new subscribers and to my veteran followers. Y'all are now part of the royal priesthood. And thank you. If you are a nudist and a stoner, please leave me a mermaid emoji in the comment section that lets me know that you've been here. So let's go into the topic. As I said, I don't get to talk much about my alter ego. Y'all know Priestess. Y'all know Yannick. Y'all, for those that's been following me for a while, y'all done seen it all. So, I have an alter ego. Her name is Merlin Mystique. And for those that already know, that is my OnlyFans content, my more mature adult content that I do. I've been doing adult content since I was in college, since about 2004. And that's where I discovered that I was a bit of an exhibitionist on top of being a voyeur. And I absolutely love being an exhibitionist because I love being watched. Me, I don't do public unless I'm in a space that will allow for public play like that, such as Folsom Street or certain kink events that I may go to, or even certain parties that I may go to on the private sector. However, I also love being watched on webcam. That is a major turnoff for me. And I love when my partner, be it my bait partner or one of my play partners or my significant other, I love when they watch me masturbate because that really fuels me. And that's what got me into making adult content. And as I continue to grow in my sexuality and my content, I input that into my content. I put that into my work. And it's a healthy outlet for me in order to do that. And because I am a baiter and I love to edge and masturbate, please check out the Are You a Baiter episode. Y'all can hear me talk about masturbation a lot on this Not Safe for Work edition. I love it here. But I absolutely love being a fucking freak because I'm nasty like that. I'm just nasty. Absolutely love it. And I'm excited to do adult content. Now, there was one point where I was doing adult content because of survival means. And I'm thankful to be in a place to where I no longer have to do it for survival means. I can do it for fun and for extra money if I want to, let's be honest. But I do it for the joy of it. One of my favorite types of contents to make is actually my bait porn. And one of my favorite types of content to make is actually foot content, because I have a foot fetish and I know people love feet. I also love giving self-love content and edging content. I love playing with various toys that I have. And it gets me off to know that other people are getting off to my shit. It's a great joy. However, while I'm having fun, there is also the business aspect of it. I said this before, one of the business aspects is making sure that consent forms and, in special cases, non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, are signed to protect you. I've had many people on various apps use the inquiry to collaborate as means to, i.e., get a free nightcap or get some free good, or to kind of get their foot in the door, which I don't have a problem with. But the issue that now, and I'm talking about getting their foot in the door. Now, if you're going to use my platform and my business to try to scam something out of me, that's a good way to get blocked. However, you have so many people that want to do content with you, but they don't want to sign the consent forms because they fear that their identity is going to get out there. But however, your identity is protected through the secure systems, and they go through various measures to make sure consenting to the spam to cut down on revenge content. Because, you know, for a time untold, just like recently with the Neighborhood Talk blogger, we've had people to leak people's footage as revenge, and they had to do something about it. And when it comes to signing consent forms, that's showing that if it was to leak, you consented to do this, and whoever leaked it, once we find out who did it, we're going to hold them responsible if possible. However, that alleviates all of that. And it's frustrating sometimes when people inquire, but they don't want to do the groundwork. So I've resolved to work with other established content creators, and I look at their content, I chat with them, I see how they engage with their audience as well. I look at how they interact with other people on social media and how they handle business. And I have conversations, and that is crucial when being an adult content creator. Another aspect of being a content creator is, number one, is big. It is making sure that you're taking care of your sexual health. That means getting tested regularly, going for thorough examinations, because there are various STIs out there. And now we have PrEP and we have DoxyPrep out there. And forgive me if I mispronounced it. And I'm going to have information below about all of these things in the video so that you can have those resources. You must stay on top of your health, of your sexual health, because that's important. You don't want to be known as the entertainer that is spreading various STIs. That's not a good title to have in this industry at all. Because number one, it's about consent and respect. No one consents to getting an STI from making content. We don't want that to happen. And on the other side of health things, you also want to make sure that you are in the mental space to perform. Because even while we're taking care of our sexual health, sometimes for those of us who are trans, we may have performance anxiety, especially for those of us who are trans women who still use our male parts. You know, sometimes we may be anxious because we may fear that in the performance, we may not be able to perform because our sheenus may go limp, or we may not ejaculate as we thought we would. And there are ways that I prepare for that, especially with edging. I will go without masturbating for a few days to prepare for a thing. And of course, I will take natural herbs and supplements. Of course, after speaking with my physician, before you do anything, speak with your physician. That's one thing that I will tell you, if you have performance anxiety, deal with that as well, because that's a part of your mental and sexual health. And with sexual health, again, take care of your mental health. Make sure you are in the mental space to perform. Make sure that your screen partner is aware of any triggers that you may have, any hard limits, any hard no's. That should be an upfront conversation. And when you're doing business as a content creator, make sure that you're also discussing with your screen partner the editing, whether you all will edit it separately, or if you want one specific person to edit, or if you have someone that's also the photographer and editor. You always want to get that, and get that in writing. Always have a paper trail. Make sure you're signing documents, honey. If you have to have contracts to cover your own ass, do that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all about making sure that your brand is protected. And again, consent, consent, because we believe in consent. But I'm going to turn this over to those of you who love buying content from people. And I'm going to cover sellers in another video, because I don't want this to be too long. But for those of you who are buying content, number one, the rule is respect, and respect is the rule. Us content creators simply ask that you respect us. We ask that if you jump in our DMs, please remember that it is about business, and we are not trying to give out free content just because you jumped out in our DMs. Some of us actually give out prizes and raffles and things if you pay attention. And we just ask that you read our hard no's and our pinned posts and just follow accordingly. Because again, it's frustrating when we really want to provide grade A content, but it's frustrating when we have individuals that want to try and con us out of our content by going the roundabout way. Like, for real, girl. It don't call for all of that. It really don't. If you can't support us by subscribing or buying the content, a share, a like, a comment helps us a long way. Just stay tuned to where we have may have free trials or discounted things. Not everybody does that, but I do that sometimes. I do that sometimes, but you have to follow my social media and follow the platforms that I'm on to know what I do. For real. That's just how I roll. And we love making constant content for you all, but we ask that you respect our window time frames in which we are making that content, because we do have other orders that we are fulfilling. We also have life outside of making content. We have things that that we are going through, things that we are experiencing happening to us. And also, we're also sitting down, resting our bodies and resting ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and sexually, and all of that. Some of us have other careers. Some of us are in school. We have a lot of things going on here. And we just ask that you respect our time and also respect our price list. Please respect our price list. Every now and then, content creators will offer a discount. Be on the lookout. Just be patient. We love y'all. We're going to make sure that people have access to our content. But also, when it comes down to being in our inbox, one way to really engage us is to first and foremost comment on our social media posts. But we ask that you be respectful. Read the room. If a post is sexual, make it sexual. But if we're trying to crowdfund, don't make it a sexual post. And also, when it comes to sexting, don't have us do that cat and mouse game in the comment section or in the DMs. We have ways that we can do that that will benefit the both of us. And trust, we'll find a way to get you what you need. But it takes having a conversation and communicating with us. And we ask that also when you DM us, we just simply ask that you let us know what you want up front. Let us know what we want, what you want up front. We can engage you, but we also ask that you help our algorithm by liking and reposting our posts and commenting. Leave emojis. We love that. And I'm so grateful for all that my supporters and my fans do here. And because I know that y'all like adult content, I have some merchandise that I want y'all to go check out on my merch store. I have some things that I'm working on in the store, but y'all just bear with me. I have some Go Masturbate materials, some Go Masturbate mugs and materials, and I have some joggers available as well. So I want y'all to go check out that merch. All of the links are in the description box. And the reason why I chose blue for the head dressing, blue is my favorite color, one of my favorite colors, and I absolutely love it. It's my mood, not as far as it being depressing, but I love singing rhythm and blues, and blue is my favorite color. So, and if you made it this far in the video, I want y'all to put in the comment section what my favorite color is, since I just told y'all. So y'all, live, love, and be free from the priestess. Live, love, and be free. Smooches.